Welcome to Mental Muscles, the podcast that will teach you to train your brain for peak performance. Subscribe now for new episodes every week and get your free digital copy of the Mental Muscles Handbook at mental-muscles.com/ebook.
8 rules of money for 2022. How to play and win the game of money. Managing money is like playing a game. Each month, you are assigned a certain amount. There are objectives to be met and obstacles to overcome. And how much money you have at the end of each month is like your final score for that round. Unfortunately, just like in real games, when it comes to money management, there are winners and losers. Expect repairs, expensive occasions, price hikes, and not to mention the danger of falling victim to a scam or making a bad purchase. All these factors must be considered while playing the money game, and many people are left trying to figure out all the rules as they go along. Luckily, we have put together an essential guideline that lists all the rules for money 2022. This video will provide you with a brief overview of what to expect from the money game and what to look out for along the way. What is the money game? The money game is relatively simple and straightforward. The rules are easy to understand, yet winning the game can be difficult. Simply put, the money game is a game of survival. Points are awarded in the form of monetary tokens that can be traded in for goods and services. The more money one has, the higher they level up. Those high on the money scoreboard can equip themselves with better resources, which makes the rest of the game much easier overall. Those at the bottom of the scoreboard struggle to access basic resources, and the game gets much harder for them over time. However, just because you are at level 1 doesn't mean you will stay there forever. Everyone has a choice to increase their money and level up. Likewise, there are challenges in the game that may result in you losing money and leveling down. What are the rules? In simple terms, players get awarded monetary tokens either weekly or monthly. Acquiring money. Players usually sacrifice time in exchange for monetary tokens. This process is casually referred to as a job or employment. Money is awarded in amounts per unit of time, measured hourly. Some players sacrifice 8 hours a day, whereas others may sacrifice 12 to 14 hours per day. How much money you are awarded per unit of time depends entirely on your skill set and player experience. Higher-skilled jobs tend to pay more per unit of time than lower-skilled jobs. All players begin the game at the lowest skill set. Depending on the environment in which you start the game, you may have opportunities to increase your skill set by attending a college or course. All jobs are not automatically awarded, but must be applied for. Other more advanced players will accept or decline your offer to donate your time. Losing money. All players lose money throughout the game. This is inevitable. However, the aim of the game is to lose less money than you acquire and gradually build up your money reserves. Keeping you, the player, healthy and alive is essential to staying in the game. All players have basic needs that must be met, like food, water, gas, electricity, shelter, and all of these are acquired by spending money. View your status. 2021 was a topsy-turvy year. Due to the pandemic, all players in the money game have been affected, but some more than others. It is essential that before you advance onto Money Game 2022, that you review your financial situation and look back on how events unfolded for you throughout 2021. Reviewing your finances, what is coming in, going out, and whether or not you are spending more of your money than you can afford is the first step to making a viable game plan for 2022. Co-op your teammates. Most of us live with families or have a social network that we are attached to. Both of these cost money. Whether it is just putting food on the table for your kids or days out with your friends, being warm, fed, and social has an impact on your bank balance and position on the scoreboard. Therefore, treat those around you like co-op teammates. During any game, communication with the team is crucial for success. Let them know what you are doing and find opportunities for all of you to save money. Ask your spouse to buy the less expensive brand of milk, or ask your friend to meet you for a coffee instead of a meal. These may seem like small changes to your budget, but they will make a huge impact on your end-of-month financial outcome. Increase your hit points. Your bank balance operates like hit points in a game. If you are in need of a new part for your car or your boiler suddenly breaks, you are in a better position to deal with these hits that life throws at you if you have a healthy bank balance. However, like in the real game, once your bank balance reaches zero, you are pretty much out of the game until you receive another cash injection. The best way to increase your hit points is to reduce any debt you may have. Continuous debt payments are a long-term financial drain that is doing serious damage to your monetary hit points. It may feel counterintuitive to increase your debt payments initially, but this gets them paid off faster and you are paying less overall. Therefore, for the benefit of the long-term play, invest some of your resources to get your debt down and your bank balance back up. Outsmart the bad guys. Like in real games, there are bad guys out there that will try anything to cheat their way onto the top scorers list by taking away your hard-earned money. Since the start of the pandemic, the bad guys have doubled in number and skilled up. The bad guys must be avoided and outsmarted every time to protect your bank balance and keep you in the game. Once you lose money to a bad guy, it's gone for good. Here are some tips on how to stay safe during your game. Keep your information private. Your bank will never ask you to divulge your PIN number or password. If anyone asks for these, make a swift exit. Hang up the phone or come off that web page. Scammers need your passwords to access your information or steal your identity. Be vigilant. Bad guys come in many disguises and forms. Often they will appear as someone you trust, like a representative of a bank or organization that you communicate with frequently. If you receive an email that looks legitimate but something is off, double-check the assumption by contacting the organization that sent it by phone or logging into your account from another location to check if the notification is genuine. Conclusion. The game of money is played by everyone worldwide. The game is available in thousands of different languages, available both online and offline. And you can access stories and news articles about the money game 24 hours a day. Following these basic rules will help you achieve success in the money game. The money game is a game of chance as much as it is a game of strategy. Keeping your wits about you and playing smart is essential for helping you increase your bank balance and moving up the scoreboard.
Thank you for listening to Mental Muscles. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with others and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes like this. If you want to learn more tips and ideas to train your brain for peak performance, head over to mental-muscles.com. Thanks again, and see you in the next one.